Last year, the Georgia legislature passed a bill to overhaul its juvenile justice system in an effort to change how it punishes young offenders, parts of which will go into effect January 1st. Other changes are set to take place at the same time, including moving 27,000 children in foster care and adoption assistance to a Medicaid-managed health care program that's administered by a private company contracted by the state. Melissa Carter heads the Barton Child Law and Policy Center. She told a working group of state senators they should wait to see the outcome of those reforms before implementing more.
It's really of interest to me to see those things get traction, to then monitor and evaluate their implementation, and that's going to point to the next direction for refinement and improvement in our system.
Carter says about 45% of the state's foster children are already in private facilities. The committee will meet again early next month. Michelle Aloy, WABE News.